The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Beitza Daf Choftes. The Gemara Daf Choftes of an Aleph brings down in the Mishnah Maisa Babashol Ben Botnis Shoyim Malam Midoisa Meir Vyomtiv. The Gemara explains that Abishol ben Botnis was extremely makbid on other people's money, and he used to prepare himself. He would distribute wine and shemen, and the way it worked back in the day was that the customer used to bring their own vessel, and the storekeeper, the one who distributed the wine or the liquid, used to measure in a special measuring cup exactly how much wine the person wanted to purchase, and then he would pour it into the customer's vessel, into the customer's barrel or jug. And the Gemara explains that Abishol used to be very makbid that when he would pour out the wine, he would want his pouring measuring cup to be situated above the customer's vessel for a long time in order to ensure that the last drips of wine and shemen used to drip into the vessel, and that he shouldn't have taken even one little bit of wine or shemen from the customer. He wanted to make sure that he got everything. Says the Gemara, after a long period of time, who konas Tana Rabbanon, who konas sholish meis gar beyayin mibreire hamidois v'chaveirov konsu sholish meis gar beishemen mimatzvei hamidois. Abishol ben Botnis came to the Beis HaMikdash with 300 gar beyayin, an enormous amount of wine, and his friends the tzaddikim also accumulated 300 garbe shemen of oil, and he brought it to Hegdash, and they wanted to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash because this was the leftovers when Abishol used to wait and wanted to wait to make to ensure that his that the last drips would drip in. A lot of people were impatient, they had to go, and they just wanted to leave, so they just left, and Abishol was left holding a few drips of wine, which didn't really belong to him. It was part of the sale, and the lekeach, the buyer, never received it. So he would hoard, and he would gather all these last drips of wine into separate barrels, and after time, he had 300 garbe yayin, which he wanted to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Amar lehem, so the Gizbarim said, you don't have to give this to us, because this is really the customer in his haste is Michael and does not want these hegdashes. It's not that it belongs to the customer. If the customer leaves and doesn't have time or patience to wait for the last drips, he's actually being Michael, your obligation. Still, says the Gemara, Amar lehem, you're right, we're allowed to keep it. But we don't want to touch, we don't have anything to do with other people's money, it's not worth it. If you want to be machmer, what you should do is do public donate things to the public that the public will be nehene from. The Tanya, like it says in the Braisa, Gozal vein yedel mi gozal, a person stole and he doesn't know from whom. Yasa hen tzorchei rabim, he should do public service, he should donate to the public. Amar Rav Chisda, what is it? Mainihu boyreis sichin ma'arais, he should make boyreis and wells and other types of places that can gather water and other public services. So, this is a famous halacha. Halacha is that a gozel, if somebody steals, and he doesn't know from whom, he should take money and donate it to Tzorchei Rabim. This halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishvot Simin Shin Samach Vav Siv Beis, and talks about Royim and Gaboyim, Muchsim, tax collectors, and shepherds who have the issue that their sheep go and sometimes eat from things that do not belong to them. Tshuvasan kasha. It's difficult for them to do tshuva. They don't know who to return to. What should they do? The Aruch HaShulchan in Ois Gimel brings down this halacha, and he explains that the reason why it suggested to give to make Tzarchi Rabbim, the Gaman Exolim Yehenu Mehem. The victims of this theft will also have pleasure from it. Av mechila shayich b'hem. You can't go and ask them for mechila. The ein mishi deim gozlu. No one knows. People don't even know that something was stolen from them. So you can't count on the fact that the person will be meichel. Because she asks a tzorchi rabim, says the Aruch HaShulchan, yisavev Hashem. Hashem will orchestrate. Shekol echad me'agazlonim al yershem yehena kfi erech b'zei losoi, that everybody that was victimized will end up being nene v'shiyim chololoi v'abo l'tayim v'sayim v'sayim. We have a haftocha that somebody who comes and tries to do tshuva, Hashem will orchestrate in the fact that his tshuva was kabelas, and at the end of the day, that he gave to Achim Rabin will end up in the right hands. However, even though it seems very simple, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, when it talks about Mishkoilos, a person who had for years weights that were not exact, says the Shulchan Aruch that Ein Leitakana, it's a very very serious thing, and the Sma explains, he says in Sifkot and Lamed Dalet, that the Takana of Tzorchei Rabim is not a Hashava Me'ula. It's not an answer, it's not a final answer. Rishonim, Rashi, Tosis, and Bava Basra, Daf Peiches, they state clearly that even though we do have this halacha of you could do tshuva, says Taisus Daf Peches Amid Beis in Bava Basra, and Divra Maskel Hosam Efshe B'tshuva, says Taisus Abba Gazlan Shet Shuvasu Hu Shiyachsa Gzela Kedichsiva Heishas Gzela V'Heicha De Gozol Rabim. And when a person steals from a rabbin, Eini Yedei El Miyoshiv, he doesn't know how to give it back. And then he explains, Afa Gav Damrinon, even though we say in Bava Kama Daf Tzadagdala Amid Beis that a person like this should be Yatzav and Tzarchi Rabim, Mikol Makom Lav Tshuva Ma'al Yisahi. It's not the end. A person has an obligation to try to do whatever he can to do a real Hashava. Halacha V'Heishav Zagzela Shagazal. A person steals from people, they have to do whatever they can to find out who it is. Here we're talking about a case where it's not possible. And at the end of the day, you're left with money, you have no idea what to do, so at second best, a person should try to do whatever they can to do Tzarchei Rabim, and then says the Aruch HaShulchan that hopefully the victims of the theft or their children will end up benefiting from it, and that will be somewhat of a tshuva. Now the Paiskim do discuss the issue of what a person should do if he knows clearly that it's not possible for the victims to be nene. For example, a person was in a certain country far away, and he was involved in a scheme, and he victimized many people. He doesn't know who, and there's no way he can find out. Now he doesn't live there anymore, or it's not possible, or whatever, for whatever reason, it's clear that it will not happen. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, it seems that the concept here is that the victims will be addressed, but the Paiskim explain that even in a case where the victims will definitely not be addressed, there might be an inyan to do Tzarchei Rabim, and the reason for this is to be mitzi the gezel mitachas yodai. Even if you can't do a hashava, like the Sma tells us, and the Rishonim say that Shachar Abim is not the end answer. It's not a hashava. You're not in the midst of a Heshvah Gzela Shagozal, and you have an issue. But at the very least, a person should do whatever they can to get the Gezel out of their Rishus. They don't want to have anything to do with the Gezel, and that's really the concept of Tzorchei Rabim. You want to know where to allocate the funds, what to do with it. To be mafker, it doesn't have any pshat. There, the halacha is that a person should do Tzorchei Rabim, and at least there's some type of hope that something will come from it. But at the very least, a person doesn't go to the next world with other people's money. And this is magnified with the fact that, first of all, the in Chayshim Mishpat Chelak Aleph Siman Peches, as well as the Yismach Levov, explains that a person should try, first of all, to use the Tzorchei Rabim not for anything that just has a temporary effect. It has to be something that lasts forever, for a long time. There we have the hope of somebody coming to be Nana. But if a person gives, let's say, Shemen Lamar, which in a day is gone, the chance of the victims being Nana from your Hashava is very unlikely, and therefore a person should build a mikvah, a person should do something that has a very long-lasting kiyum, with the hope that somebody will benefit, one of the victims, will benefit from it. And in Tzitz Eliezer Chelakei, he brings the words of the Ramas Reichel in Perek Chav Zayin that tells us that it's a very important thing. Amina Milsa Zutrusto G'doyli Hi Elai L'das Itzave Adam Kodem Moise. A person in his will, a person when passing away and allocating his funds, every person should put in there a clause of Tzorchei Rabim, because since we have a concept that's discussed in Bava Basra and other places, Ki Ruba Megezel, everybody unfortunately is Nichshal in some type of Gezel Rabim, unknowingly. Every person should put something to do, some type of Tzorchei Rabim in their will to make sure that they're not nifter with other people's money. And with that, it's praiseworthy, one who can taka b'mekayim that in his will leave over something for Tzorchei Rabim to ensure that throughout the long years that a person lived, they weren't nichshal by taking something that doesn't belong to them and thereby being chayev. And therefore, like we said, a person should be mitzi mitachas yodai. He should remove this gezel from his hands and make sure that when passing away to Olam HaEmes, everything that he takes and that everything that he leaves behind does belong to him.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.